Congress of Black Women. And you're tuned to member-supported WPFW Washington.
All, if you're in DC or the surrounding areas, your dial is tuned into 89.3 WPFW Washington. This is your listener supported community powered radio station, and it's a fourth Monday. So this is Suge's Line, aka Sweet Corey Bay. I'm here, I'm broadcasting for the one and only Inside Out Collective. Maybe you know what Inside Out Collective is. We're here from 6 to 7 p.m. on Mondays on 89.3 on the dial or online if you're tuning in from the World Wide Web. But who is Inside Out? We're a collective of different broadcasting hosts, and we're creating content that's taking you inside diverse perspectives of the LGBT plus community to look at everything from pop culture to politics through an inclusive lens. Inside Out is the only show of this kind on DC's FM dial. It's one of only a handful in the country that is specifically focused on bringing LGBT voices to the radio, And yeah, I'm just really grateful to be here on these fourth Mondays. And, you know, that first selection is my own mix, Accept Me. It's my proposition for, you know, what the message of Inside Out Radio is about. It's about acceptance in a way, acceptance in the fact that I am on 89.3 right now. I'm coming at you. I'm broadcasting. I have this platform to be able to share things from my perspective as a member of the community. And today I'm really excited because I am taking this show to do something that I'm going to call Release Radar, and I'm bringing music to you and artists to you that have released albums in this very month. People are still endeavoring in the complexities of this global moment to put out fresh, inspired music and sounds. If you are listening to WPFW for the first time, or if you have a history of listening to the station, you already know that WPFW is a place where good music and good art lives. So I'm super excited to bring on guests today. And starting off with my dear friend, Na Bonzai. I have them here today. What's up, Na? Like, you want to just introduce yourself real quick, say hi to the people?
What's up? It's so incredible to be here. I love your show. And my name is Na Bonzai. I'm a musical artist based in Detroit all day, 313. And yeah, I'm just really grateful to you for sharing my music with everyone today.
Absolutely. I'm so excited to do it. Na put out an album this September called Obsidian Bloom. I know that this album has just been such a process of sort of like unfolding your own artistry. And I mean, bloom is such an apt word that it's just sort of like, you know, coming onto the scene right now. And what's it been like to, you know, have this work be external now?
I think I wanted to intentionally use that word bloom in the title because it felt really expansive. It feels very fruitful. And it's felt like all of those things to share this work. I've been making music professionally for like over 15 years. There's always a joke that like we're emerging artists who have just been emerging for the past, you know, 20 years. And that's quite literally myself. And it just, it's really exciting. And I'm super grateful just to have been able to go through this process. So the music, I think, speaks for itself. And I want to let it do that today.
Yeah, the music definitely does speak for itself. It's a brief album, I would say, but it's so impactful in its execution. It was very hard to choose a few songs. I think I chose a couple that I think will really sort of like invite the listeners in. But I think that, you know, you did the thing. You made it Obsidian Bloom available to everyone. Na Bonzai's music is available anywhere that you look for music. And yeah, like, I think let's just like, yeah, let the music speak and we'll talk a bit more. But we're kicking things off with The Shadow of You from Obsidian Bloom by Na Bonzai.
Now it's gone way too far. Run like a child. And if you don't hear from me soon, then assume that I found a new way for this flower to bloom. And I had to remain shadow of you, the ones and the two. I had to remain in the shadow of you, the ones and the two. Shadow of you.
This is Suge's Line, aka Sweet Corey Bay, here for Inside Out LGBT Radio on WPFW 89.3 Washington. The selections that you're listening to or that you might have just heard are all from Na Bunzai's Obsidian Bloom album. That last track was Invisible Fist, and before that we heard Shadow of You, and I'm just so excited to be joined by Na here today on the air. Just to talk a little bit about this music. Just tell us a little bit about your artistry, who you are, this release. I know you already introduced yourself as hailing from Detroit, and that sort of like being a central locus of where you're coming from. But yeah, just talk to the people. Tell us a little bit more.
For sure. I would say that, you know, I'm really proud that this album was made in Detroit and features a lot of Detroit musicians on it. I come from a long lineage of Detroit musicians, both like by blood, born, like who are playing in Detroit, but also those who like, you know, have just inspired me. I think there's something very specific, site specific about Detroit and the musical culture there. So it's fueled into my musical work, my work as a multi and interdisciplinary artist and a performer. So this being my first album, it just feels, you know, just a really precious moment that encapsulates so much of what Detroit's musical culture is built on. And it feels like I really pushed myself to be innovative and eccentric, but also to have a really powerful meaning. So that's been one of the best things about this chapter of music making for me.
I think you definitely accomplished everything that you set out to and more. Like, I know the process of releasing an album is that it's just something that deepens with time, but to just like, you know, observe someone going from, you know, the internal processes of bringing people together, refining the vision to, yeah, like getting to that point where anyone listening right now can go look up Obsidian Bloom by Na Bunzai and like, you know, encounter your work in that way and just, you know, just visually see you in whatever the space is that you're in on your album cover. Like, I can't even say, like, if that's like a picture of like a scene from a dream or like a figment of the imagination. And I just feel myself transported there with listening to like the lyrics in the two songs that we chose, that I chose. Just like, you know, Detroit as a real location and a real lineage that people can access when they think about Motown or J Dilla or, you know, just so many people from that area, but like also this world that you're creating through your work as well. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. I think that, you know, I wanted this album to be a reflection of my inner world. I have been making music at a really rapid pace the past year, ever since I really decided, okay, these songs are going on the album. And once I started that process, I was suddenly able to start writing again at a really rapid rate. And so it feels like I'm already living in this future version of my musical artistry, but I knew that I had to honor these songs first and foremost, and I wanted this to set the stage. And so in this first iteration of my discography, I wanted to really reflect what an inner world looks like. And for me, that is, you know, the basis and the playground of our imaginations and our inner childs, of our inner demons, inner critics, and the things that we have to push through to get to the outside.
Wow. That's amazing. I love that so much. I think I have heard from a lot of artists about sort of like this warping of temporality that we experience where, you know, you're in one process with, okay, now this particular process is bearing fruit in the world externally, but like, you know, you also internally and in your own creativity, you already are sort of like in the future that is realized through the release. Being a musician is a trip, man. Being a time traveler in the sense of like, yeah, like synthesis and collaboration with self, but also I'm just in awe. I'm really, really proud of this work and of what you were able to just bring forward. But I guess too, I'm curious. I did choose two songs. I chose Shadow of You and Invisible Fist. I'm curious, like, what insight would you offer about either one of those compositions in particular?
I think they kind of are both very different songs on the album, so I have so much I could say about both of them. I think that for Shadow of You, it is directly about, you know, these like extended reverberations of ourselves that can really follow us around, almost like an echo chamber of things we've been through, of things that have shaped us. And it was almost like I'm speaking to my past, like, and I had to remain in the shadow of you, the ones and the twos, like you're just going through the ones and the twos over and over and over, until, you know, you decide to release yourself from that pattern. So I think that song to me is one that I really enjoy because it feels like the emergence of myself and my current self and my future self. And I think it also speaks to something that's really important for me with making this work, is to honor my past and to honor all of the versions of myself that have been necessary for me to make this work. So, yeah.
I love that. I love that a lot. I think that, you know, music is so wonderful because you can take an experience that a lot of people have and may not necessarily give name to. Like experience being in or with your own shadow and the process of being present to that or transmuting that. I think you kind of like narratively follow that in the song. And I picked that one because I think it has, you know, such like that groove based high that you arrive in, but also just sort of such a gentle, luscious, sweeping intro and sort of like scene setting for, yeah, like wherever this realm is that you invite the listeners into. And I think that, you know, Invisible Fist, of course, is like one of the singles of the album. And I think that it narrates kind of such a collective experience of something that we all are affected by, but we might not necessarily like put our fingers on. It's an invisible fist. So I wonder, say a little bit about that song in particular as well.
Yeah, Invisible Fist is about this like interesting dichotomy of being here on Turtle Island, and how, you know, we have such a disposition to feel like we are, there's this huge antagonist that's always on our backs. You know, there's always the system, and there's always the government, and there's always these things that make it feel very difficult to exist here. And at the same time, in what ways do we subconsciously buy into that mentality? And that becomes a part of our reality, a part of our lifestyle, a part of our community, a part of our ethic in living, a part of the art of living. And they kind of blur together and create this line, blur the lines to where, you know, we can't just differentiate. And so in a way, Invisible Fist is about like a dissociation, and just how abruptly, you know, we can see both sides of this coin. One of my favorite lyrics from it, you know, like I say, there's so much shelter under all these trees. I'll build my house here in the canopies. There's so much danger in the way we live. Stay beaten down by the invisible fist. And it's kind of like we see this beauty of nature and this beauty of what's intrinsically ours, a birthright of ours to have access to. And then suddenly we wake up and we see the other side of that as well. So yeah, it's a deeper one. But it is also so vibey that I think I enjoy that as well, that you can almost look past it if you aren't really listening to the words.
Yeah, I think we need music like that right now, where it's just as easy to put on Obsidian Bloom and sort of catch a vibe, go about your day, make your coffee, drive in your car, if you're out there in DC drive time traffic, you know, but it's also just as important to sort of like be intentional and really like receive the messages that are inside of it. And I think that, you know, there's a way in which creating your own reality and escaping to it, it can sort of like take on a disassociative quality. But I also think that, you know, when it comes to queer folks, queer artistry, when it comes to Black folks and Black artistry and the intersection of these things, it's really our birthright to sort of like transcend what may be materially meeting us. And I was like reading recently sort of like, you know, the differences between like, you know, indigenous storytelling, Black storytelling, and like maybe storytelling in other more domineering is the word I'm choosing to use, traditions where when it comes to like Black and Indigenous folks, in a lot of ways we survived our own apocalypses already. We are not sort of like structuring our narratives in avoidance of something that we've already experienced, things being really like broken down or challenging, or just like, you know, sort of like a violence of how our realities are structured and experienced back to us. We've already experienced those things. So it's kind of like we have the opportunity artistically to do more and to say more with our stories. Like I found that like sort of structure to be really interesting.
100%. I really resonate with that. I think that I used to say that a lot of my work was driven by Afrofuturism. And more recently, I find myself saying it's driven by Afropresentism. And I feel like that really is in synchronicity with what you shared about, you know, we've already survived so much. And now what's next? What's in the future? And I think that's why this record feels really important to me right now, specifically because it was always about world building. When you talked about the album cover, you know, it's an original stage set created by an artist named Quinn Failer, trans artist in Detroit. And it's really important to me to have that as a part of this project. The visuals are reflective of what it means to create something new, to recognize a different world that can exist, as whimsical or as eccentric or as phenomenal as we want it to be. And I think that one thing that I was thinking about as I made this album was stages of life and how stages of art and civilizations and colonies and everything, there's a birth and a life and a death that is inside of all of them. So when I look at the big picture, I want this album to really reflect letting go of preconceptions of our shared world and beyond contributing to it just sonically. What does it mean to actually really imagine and embody a more abundant future? And so it's become my purpose for this music to also be my work in liberation. And I think that it's all about mysticism as well, and deepening the roots and reflecting on the future of Black music and Black cultural knowledge. And yeah.
Thank you. You're sharing so much. I'm looking at the time and I feel like all I can say is like, just congratulations again and again to you. And thank you. Like, I think that it is just such an undertaking to share such a deeply held piece into the world, such an intentional piece in the world. Again, for listeners out there, this is WPFW 89.3. We're talking about Obsidian Bloom by Na Banzai. It is a recently released album. It is an album that I know that we will listen to and come back to as a classic pretty much from here to forth. So, you know, get on this initial wave of this release. Go to just, you know, you can kind of extend this conversation into your life by checking out Na's music. So, I mean, I think that, you know, we're going to play one more selection, Indigenize, from Obsidian Bloom. But is there anything else that you want our listeners to know about you or about Obsidian Bloom in closing of this segment?
Well, I definitely want them to know that you played bass on multiple of these songs. So, you know, I feel like that in and of itself provided a special essence, a special secret sauce. The other things I want them to know are that I released a music video for The Middle, and it's out on YouTube. And you can also find the album on all streaming platforms. You can also purchase it digitally or on vinyl on my Bandcamp. And I'm hoping to tour with this record next year. I would love to just share it and connect with people in different cities and even countries. So if you're listening to this and you'd like to see me play in your city or share a bill with me, find me online at Na Banzai. Send me a DM. Let me know what you think about the record. I just want to build more community from this music.
Amazing. And spell it for folks just to make sure nobody's missing you out there.
It's at Na_Bonsai.
All right. Thank you so much, Na. Let's get into this last selection from Obsidian Bloom. We're going to check out Indigenize by Na Banzai. Thank you. This is Suge's Line here for Inside Out LGBT Radio on WPFW 89.3 Washington. Yes, that is Suge's Line, aka Sweet Corey Bay. And let's roll right into a station break before we continue with our Release Radar show.
WPFW presents Genius plus Soul equals Ray and John. Tuesday, September 23rd, 5 a.m. until midnight. This will be a fundraising birthday tribute like no other, illuminating the lives and contributions of Ray Charles and John Coltrane, two icons of American music. Schedule and details at WPFWFM.org. where you can also contribute anytime. WPFW, preserving the culture, one broadcast at a time.
This is Suge's Line here for Inside Out LGBT Radio on WPFW 89.3 Washington. If you're in the area, as we say, you might have your dial on 89.3, but if you are anywhere else in the world, you might be tuning in on WPFWFM.org. You can get WPFW wherever you are at, as long as you have the internet. What a time to be alive. This is listener-supported, community-powered radio. And I'm just super excited to be here with you all on Fourth Mondays. I am Sweet Corey Bay, aka Suge's Line, holding down the Inside Out LGBT radio contingent that comes to you every Monday in this slot from 6 to 7 p.m. Again, we are a show of different broadcasting hosts who are just endeavoring to really bring an inclusive lens to any and all things that come to us individually to sort of share with you about on the radio. I, of course, started off the first half of this show today speaking with Na Bonsai about their recently released album, Obsidian Bloom. And we are continuing on with Release Radar today on our show with an album that is coming out from an amazing, incredible DMV local artist, Velez, also known as Andrew Velez, who is an incredible teacher, trumpet player, vocalist hailing from the V and the DMV, coming to us from Virginia. And yeah, I'm just excited to use my platform today on WPFW 89.3 to share new music with folks, because I also know that the community of WPFW just appreciates music so much, appreciates the history and culture that allow artists to produce new work and the things that inspire us, but also just, you know, sharing love with our contemporaries. So let's check out some music from Mistakes Were Made by Velez. It's an album that is released today. And yeah, let's check out the title track of Mistakes Were Made.
I knew the truth I was holding back. Didn't think that I was worthy, I was sure of that. Running a mental marathon of the highs and the lows. Let the past be the past, we got a sold out show. I hit Nola on the money and he says like group. We write a couple hits, then I'm out by two. Somebody gotta teach the younger generation. And if not, then Lorette will be miseducated. I'm an educator by trade and artist at night. The soulful horn provide immaculate vibes. My old school mic kick immaculate rhymes. And Mason alma mater got immaculate dimes. And then I'm back on the grind, I'm working tonight. I link up with the homies, pack a bowl and a wine. And in the back of my mind, I contemplate. Did I do the best for them? Never hesitate. Yeah, I know that I made some mistakes.
mistakes were made to be forgiven.
Verses dedicated to the friends, the type to help you up when you've fallen again and again and again, until you find your way through. You can't be Luffy if you ain't got the crew. You can't be everything that they want you to do. You can't play the game if you ain't got a clue. You can't see a better future if you ain't got the vision. But if you make moves, you gotta live with decision. It's a hard knock life, I thought Hove was playing. Annie was never okay, she was barely breathing. So I picked up the sword and I took a deep breath. First step towards tomorrow, never guess how she rises the set. I think people always forget that there's forgiveness when it comes to making mistakes. Everyone messes up at some point, it ain't nothing new under the sun. What is new is how you handle those situations when they happen. All I know is that the first mistake I ever made was that I didn't trust myself. Even when I simply gave you the best, everything that I am just couldn't contest. And I know your heart had a one-track mind. That lure, the brand new life, I was standing right there with the love divine. But if everything is everywhere in another life, I like to think the clouds above shine a brighter light. But the fact that you would even leave made me terrified. The illusions of the fellow canyons, I can see both sides now.
It takes two to make a thing go right. Get out, no spite. Can't keep depending on wrong. I'm losing sight. It only takes one to make a better life. It takes two to make a thing go right. My heart and my mind, they parted ways on me for a while. But I'm too young and I'm so tired of the funny ways that you used to lie. And I can't add up the days that you made wrong feel right. But if everything is everywhere in another life, I like to think the clouds above shine a brighter light. But the fact that you would leave made me terrified. The illusions are the feather canyons, I can see both sides now.
This is Shug's Line here for Inside Out LGBT Radio on WPFW 89.3. The selection you just heard was It Takes Two Feet Mars from Velez. And before that, we heard Mistakes Were Made, the title track from a album that was released today. It became available today for folks wherever they want to source their music from. Velez put out an album, and I'm super excited to have the homie Velez here with me today on 89.3. What's up, Velez? How are you doing?
Tú sabes. Thank you for having me on, Shug. It's great to be here.
I'm so proud of you. I'm just wishing you like such a warm congratulations, and also expressing my gratitude because it's not easy putting out music these days. Yeah. And your music has such substance. It has such an empowering narrative to it. I was just, you know, listening with everyone again to sort of like that ending of Mistakes Were Made is that, yeah, like the thing that about mistakes is if you make mistakes, it's all about self-forgiveness. Yeah. You have an inspiring story yourself about like who you are and where you're coming from. But, you know, I'll let you speak. Just tell me a little bit about who you are. Where are you coming from? And yeah, tell us about Mistakes Were Made, the album.
No problem. Again, my name is Velez, V-E-L-E-Z. I am Afro-Latino in the DMV based from Woodbridge, Virginia. I have been a working musician for well over the last like 10, 15 years, performing alongside other incredible artists like Yaya Bey, Jesse Reyes, countless different groups, other organizations, and also other local DMV artists like Taisha Estrada, like Cecily, Project Santana. The list goes on of the folks I've had the pleasure and honor of working with, and including up-and-coming groups such as Black Folks Don't Swim, también. So, you know, the circle and the network is very big. But ultimately, I'm honored to finally be stepping out and doing my own solo artistry, which I think has been the culmination of Mistakes Were Made. A lot of mistakes were made during this record, but it was definitely a learning opportunity to be like, hey, at some point, you just got to put music out there. You can't be beholden to just the record and not let other people hear it. Like I that's definitely the culmination of why it came out now. It's like the music is done, the music is right, let's put it out there. So and of course, coming to the end of Virgo season, I did it for my birthday as well. So definitely celebrating the birthday weekend, so to speak, even as it closes up.
And happy birthday to all the Virgos. I hope everyone had a great Virgo season. It's funny because this has been like a Virgo power episode because you're a Virgo, not Bonsai is a Virgo, I'm a Virgo. Yes. It's Virgo action here. And I don't know, maybe that's made the album resonate even harder for me. It's just because I think that, you know, if you are into the astrological things, I think our sign can struggle with self-acceptance or just sort of like constantly be in the cycle of workshopping, perfecting.
Perfectionism, definitely.
Absolutely. But I'm glad that you got this out there. And so, yeah, the way that we kind of did it is that I picked the first song. I mean, the title track is so perfect because it's just an introduction to who you are. You are a teacher. Yeah. You have students. I think something else I really... let me not stop there. As you said, you work with so many people. You just like add so much to every time I've crossed paths with you, you're literally one of those forces that's just sort of like rising the tide, and just like lifting all of the boats on your tide to just be a little bit more full up. Yeah.
Yeah. That energy is so important. And when it comes to working as a musician, whether I'm there for a supportive role or I'm there as a leading role, it's like you got to bring that energy and bring that love as well. Like, since I've been in the field for quite some time, I'm definitely at a point where it's just like, look, I'm not going to take gigs that I don't want to take. You know, like if I'm playing with somebody, it's because I love their music. I love who they are and I respect them and want to uplift them simultaneously. So I think that's probably one of the big factors driving me going forward is like, okay, I'm only doing this not only for myself, but for the folks that I also support.
Yeah. And I know you shouted out, you know, some of the ensembles that you're a part of, but also shout out some of your collaborators, because as I understand, you kind of have a who's who of, like, you know, Virginia artists holding down the V in the DMV that contributed to your projects. Are there any folks that you want to, like, give a shout out to or just highlight their contributions?
First and foremost, without Nola from Manassas, the main co-producer on this record, it would not have happened without him. So much love to Nola for being not only a brother and a co-artist, but someone who made me realize, like, hey, man, you're overthinking some of these things. Let it be and move forward and let this album do its thing. Second, I got to give so much love to Nye's Eyes, who was the photographer for this album shoot, and also Elizabeth Stander, both of them creating beautiful concepts together with the album cover of ideas being flowers and blooming out of the trash can, and kind of representing, like, yeah, those ideas you may have thrown away, but if you give them enough time to grow, they will blossom into something if you put enough effort and love into it. And then, of course, the backdrop being my own city, Dale City, Woodbridge. That's the pond that it was actually shot at. So there's some more depth into that. I also want to give a big shout out to friends and family who have supported me on and off and continue to support me through this record and the release. Other artists I want to give a shout out to, Aleza, being a phenomenal Latino voice on this record, adding her own voice to Running Late, but also supporting vocals here and there throughout the record. Taisha Estrada, also phenomenal Latino vocalist in the area and is just as hardworking, if not more than me. She's in a variety of groups and ensembles. I think she has a gig coming up at Blues Alley with Victor Provost soon. Who else? Shout out to Why the Man, who is from VA. He's currently in Colorado and just released a project not too long ago himself over the summer before this project, and also features Nola on the opening track. Much love to Mars, who's an up-and-coming artist from the DMV area, Manassas. And you heard her on this last one, It Takes Two. I look forward to her debut single when that comes out for them. Who else is on this record? Shout out to Sean Davey, Zach Neese, and Connor Holdridge, the other fellow musicians on this record that helped build it up on guitar, trombone, and bass, respectively. I feel like I'm forgetting someone.
Maybe Drew. Like I was listening.
Oh my god! Yeah, shout out Drew Kidd. Oh my god! There's too many folks' names. But shout out to Drew Kidd, number one since meeting at Mason, and it is actually a bonus track that he's on this record. We were able to come together and do a raw live recording of "It's Just Me," which is an old jazz chart that I wrote for Capital Focus Jazz Band when we were in that group together. And I think that is about everyone. And shout out to John Waymire for mastering as well. But I think that covers all the bases.
Yeah, and I know the congratulations and the celebrations will continue to roll in. Like, it's release day. It's the first day that this album has been made available. Again, mistakes were made by Velez is available. And yeah, like I think that I really love how you sort of explore your own journey. If you listen to the whole entire album, it's a great listen. You can just put it on while you're in your car, or while you're just, like, you know, going about your life. There's so many little vignettes, or like they're like voicemails or different things. Yeah. And I find them so funny. Like there's one where it's like your boss calling you and saying, like, hey, you've been late too many times, because you're trying to sort of, like, you know, do both things of, like, being an educator, but also, you know, living out your dreams of basically being a rock star and performing.
Yeah,
you've done it all. You've done the tours. You've been on Tiny Desk two times. You're doing it all, but you also still have your foot in this world of education. So I wonder, too, like, what's that like? How do you, you know, hold both of those things, or like, where do you see yourself going now that this record is in the world?
Yeah, that is a beautiful question. Education still continues to be a tremendous part of my life, not only private lesson wise, but I'm also still working over at Mason with the Green Machine. I'm actually in the process of cooking up a new chart for them to perform. But aside from that, I would say that education for me has actually gotten more, what's the word, more patient over these last like couple years in trying to aid other students who also have the aspirations to do what I'm doing, or even possibly even better than me. And so it's removing that ego when it comes to education and being like, yeah, I just came off that tour, or I just recorded with XYZ, or I just did this live show with, you know, so-and-so. But it's just like, hey, remind yourself, there are people who almost that sometimes kind of don't care about that. It's like, yo, teach me what a pentatonic scale is, or can you teach me this new Doja Cat song, the latest trending TikTok joint. So if anything, it's kept me humble, education, which I think is definitely like a secret ingredient of trying to not only be myself, but also like, hey, don't be afraid to teach others the lessons and the mistakes that I have learned.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I think it's really important to hear those kinds of stories, because I think people definitely have a perspective or sort of like a disassociation that happens when they see someone on stage and they see you doing the big shows or the big moments or releasing an album, and they don't understand all of the process that goes into showing up to that. And yeah, it's a story. Like, it has a beginning of, you know, how did you end up where you are to be planted and to be inspired to create a body of work and put it forward? How did you learn your instrument? How do you, you know, prepare? What does it mean to kind of really be on this journey? And I think you were able to just fold so much of that into Mistakes Were Made. And yeah, I mean, I wonder, is there anything else that you think that you would want a listener to know about you personally, or about your record, that they wouldn't know other than hearing you talking about it right now?
Yeah. Additional things I would like people to know. I think the first one is that this is a narrative project, first and foremost. It's meant to engage the listener with a daily life or a week, kind of sort of speak of like what I go through in a daily grind, and not only just from a working perspective, but a emotional perspective, talking about love, talking about those insecurities, talking about gigs. There's it's very narrative. And when you hear those voices in those memos, those are actually my coworkers, by the way. They were shout out to Roxana, shout out to Wes, shout out to manager Mike for holding it down and being willing to do those skits for me, which was really dope of them, and kind of adding into the comedy aspect that this album can have to help lighten it. And then I think the other thing I would want people to know is, this album really is the culmination of me. I am not fed up, but I am tired of not expressing myself. And I felt like when I was younger, one of the restrictions was, oh, you're just a trumpet player. It felt like that, even though that wasn't necessarily the case. And it took me a long time to be like, hey, man, you're more than just trumpet. You're vocals. You have keyboard work. You can be an MC. You can do stacking. You can arrange. You can compose, et cetera, et cetera. And I was like, okay, 2 years ago, almost about this. Oh, well, I guess it was March of 23 that I really decided to get serious about this album. It took 2 years to make it. But I realized like, hey, this is what I want to do. And I want to throw all these skills into this record. And hopefully everyone can hear the backgrounds of everything. You get a little bit of pop, you get R&B, you get hip hop, you get jazz, you get a bit of gospel, you get the Latino influence, you get everything that I think is not only me, but encompasses my community. So those are probably the most important things I would say.
Wow. Thank you so much, Velez. Again, I'm here with Velez. We're talking about Mistakes Were Made, his newly released album that you can find anywhere. Where can folks find you, Velez? Where can folks connect with you?
Yeah. Also, folks can find me at Velez, V-E-L-E-Z, Tu Sabes, T-U-S-A-B-E-S. That's the main handle for most of my websites and platforms on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. And of course, you can check out the newest album, Mistakes Were Made, on all streaming platforms, Spotify, YouTube, Apple Music, Tidal, wherever you like your preferred listening. The album will be coming to other platforms like SoundCloud and Bandcamp as soon as I have a chance to upload them.
So, right, you already said you're busy. You got your lessons. I know you're fitting us in right now. This broadcast.
Yeah, literally, this is in between lessons.
lessons. So you know, we'll let you get back to your students. But thank you so much for joining me today. Again,
yeah, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Of course. Happy to. I'm so excited to use my platform today. This is Shug's Line, Sweet Corey Bay for Inside Out Radio on WPFW 89.3 to share new music that is coming to you from artists that just have such amazing stories. You know, this music, like all the music that you hear on WPFW, it will just rise your tides, like bring your boat up to the shore and keep you moving forward. But we're going to close out with one more track from Mistakes Were Made by Velez. We're going to close out with Dale City, which I think, you know, is a perfect place to close and sort of narrate where you're coming from.
Yeah, if I could add just one quick final thing. Dale City is my life story, shortened as quickly as possible, going from my childhood and in South Carolina, Conway, shout out Myrtle Beach. And it is the journey of me realizing that when my dad said, hey, we're moving to D.C., he didn't mean D.C., he meant Dale City. So it's an inside joke type of deal. But ultimately, you know, just like at the end of the song, it wasn't U Street, but it was destiny. So here we are representing VA, and I couldn't be more proud of the DMV community.
Well, let's listen to Dale City by Velez on Mistakes Were Made. This is Shug's Line for WPFW 89.3 Inside Out Radio. And you'll hear from me next fourth Monday. Take care, Velez, and take care all of you.
Thank you.
I said it's my city, I said it's your city, I said it's our city, I said it's their city, yeah, it's your city, yeah, it's my city, yeah, it's our city, yeah, it's their city. I said it's my city, I said it's your city, I said it's our city, I said it's their city, yeah, it's your city, yeah, it's my city, yeah, it's our city, yeah, it's their city. It's the year of the super duper fly, life after death and in my lifetime, just a southern boy with no big dreams to pop, drop the news, we moved to D.C. At first when I was racing, felt a bit devastated that life could change at the drop of a dime. Mama and Pop said it was a sign that we could do better if we move one time. I thought about it, I read about it, consulted with friends and they was hype. Didn't think that they would be about it. I saw the brighter side in due time. They said, go ahead, bro, live your life. I packed everything up, loaded the U-Haul truck. I shed a tear that sucked. Pops had to buckle me up. We were moving to a better us, that's what's up. Folks secured a bag of home, said it's blessings and luck. But I knew better, it was their hard work. And grinding 9 to 5, led by hunger and thirst. The year of 97 was a gift and a curse. We were Dale City, bam, for better or worse. I said it's my city, I said it's your city, I said it's our city, I said it's Dale City. Yeah, it's your city, yeah, it's my city, yeah, it's our city, yeah, it's Dale City. I said it's my city, I said it's your city, I said it's our city, I said it's Dale City. Yeah, it's your city, yeah, it's my city, yeah, it's our city, yeah, it's Dale City. Fast forward to K03, I'm at CD Hilton HS, trying to get a degree. First time I saw music in a different light. Mr. Brown saw the gift, I had to foster it right. Mr. Kidd said the same thing. I was more than a lucky so-and-so with Sunday dreams. Much love to the kids if you school on Spriggs. Dale City ain't much, but I love what it is. Fast forward, it's 2013. Your boy glowed up with undergrad degrees. Trying to find a way to do this music thing. But I feel suffocated by the pedagogy. Took the long way home and sat by the pond. Trying to find that balance between the right and the wrong. And grinding for those masses wasn't easy at all. While touring all the time without the comfort of home. Fast forward once more, it's 2K23. I'm working on this album and it randomly hit me. When I was a kid, I was so upset. We pulled up to apartments at Dale Forest. I asked my pops, I thought you said DC. He said we were near it, we're in 703. The Dale Boulevard of broken dreams. It wasn't U Street, but it was destiny.